From Quality Radio Productions, it's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with some classic 70s fusion from the Polydor label, as we turn to a double LP compilation from that label from 1979 called The Jazz Rock Album. We'll begin with Japanese bassist Teruo Nakamura, and a track originally from his album Rising Sun from 1976. The track also featuring Steve Grossman on sax, Shiro Mori guitar, Harry Whitaker keyboards, and Art Gore on drums. This is Precious One.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Going back to 1977 for trombonist Peter Herbolzheimer and the Peter Herbolzheimer Rhythm Combination and Brass. That track originally appearing on the LP Touchdown with a soprano sax solo from Ferdinand Pavel, it was the Mixolydian Highlander. Before that, from 1970, guitarist John McLaughlin and a track from his album Extrapolation, with John Sermon on sax, Brian Odges on bass, and Tony Oxley on drums, we heard Arjun's Bag. And we began the set with Teruo Nakamura on bass, and a track from the album Rising Sun from 1976, Precious One. All three of those tracks also issued as part of the two-record compilation The Jazz Rock Album, featuring highlights from various classic fusion albums released on the Polydor label in the 70s. Other acts featured on this compilation include the Tony Williams Lifetime, George Benson, Chick Corea, both solo and with Return to Forever, and also a track from RTF bassist Stanley Clark, among others. We'll begin this set with classic sounds from Ornette Coleman on alto sax, and a track from his 1977 LP, Body Meta. In the late 70s, Ornette was incorporating more electric instruments into his free improvisation. So, to my ears anyway, this album is kind of a cross between the avant-garde and fusion. The album was recorded in Paris in late 1976 with two guitarists, Baron Mix and Charlie Ellerby. Also, Jamaladeen Takuma on bass and Ronald Shannon Jackson on drums. This is Homegrown. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Danish fusion band Secret Oyster, with Carsten Vogel on sax, Klaus Bühling guitar, Kenneth Knudsen keyboards, Jess Starr bass, and drummer Ole Strindberg. From 1976 and the album Straight to the Krankenhaus, we heard High Luminant Silver Patters. That album reissued on CD in 2007 on the Laser's Edge label. Before that, from 1975, drummer Jack DeJohnette with John Abercrombie on guitar, Alex Foster on sax, and Peter Warren on bass. From the Prestige Records LP Cosmic Chicken, we heard Stratocruiser, and Ornette Coleman getting the Senator Way with Homegrown from his 1977 LP on his own Artist's House label, Body Meta. It's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1702. We'll begin our final set of the hour with English trumpeter Ian Carr, teaming up with another Brit, Don Rendell, on flute and sax. They released two albums with their quintet in the late 60s, both of them combined on a two-CD set from the BGO label, a studio album called Phase 3 from 67, and a live album, simply called Live, from 68. From the Phase 3 sessions, Don Rendell featured on flute here, with Michael Garrick on piano, Dave Green on bass, and Trevor Tompkins on drums. This is Bathsheba. Thank you. That's music from The Red Trio, fronted by Portuguese pianist Rodrigo Pinheiro, with Hermani Faustino on bass and Gabriel Ferrandini on drums, joined for this session by British saxophonist John Butcher on tenor and soprano sax. The session recorded in Lisbon in 2011 and issued in 2012 on the No Business label as a vinyl LP. The album Empire and a limited pressing was made of this release, only 400 copies pressed. All have since been sold. We heard the opening cut of the A-side of the album, Sustained. The Don Rendell-Ian Carr Quintet before that from 1967, and five outstanding British free jazz players. Ian Carr, of course, would go on to a very successful career as a fusion trumpeter in the 70s with his band Nucleus. From the album Phase 3, combined on a double CD with the album Live, we heard Bathsheba. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.